G'day everyone, it's Ian here. Hope you're having a lovely weekend. I am. I'm away from Brisbane this afternoon, this weekend. I jumped in the car yesterday and I drove 6 hours south to spend a bit of time with my good friends, Brett and Sandy, in Bellingen. I've stopped at Bellingen a few times in the past. It tends to be my midway stopping point where I stay overnight when I'm doing the trip to or from Sydney. It's a good halfway point, so I can get a night's rest. Can do the 12-hour trip to Sydney in one stint, but it's a bit of a long drive, especially these days as I get a bit older. But this trip is just a single one-off trip down here, the 6-hour drive, to hang out with them for a few days for a couple of reasons. And it's a beautiful, beautiful environment. I've done an audio booth from here last year when I was on my way back from working on the Wolverine in Sydney. At that stage, I was staying at a place called the Magic Pond, which is just outside Bellingen, a place called Glenifer. And I did a little video walkthrough at one stage. It's on my YouTube channel, and I also did an audio booth from there about how beautiful and picturesque it is. Since then, they've moved from the Magic Pond, but they've moved just down the road, just a little bit, only about 400 metres if you were to go crashing straight through the scrub, as it turns out. I looked all around the area, and eventually they decided to buy a small property only 400 metres away, and it is, wow, you know, like, put it this way, I saw photos over the last 6 months as I've been developing and clearing and building on this site, and I knew it was going to be nice, and as I drove in, I was shocked at how stunningly beautiful this place is. I am standing high on a hill looking down a relatively steep slope of pasture to some scrub some probably 400 or 500 meters away, and it's dense native bush, very tall straight eucalypts, and in the distance rising very, very abruptly is a mountain range, and it looks close enough that I could almost reach out and touch it. But the reality is it's probably, I don't know, 10 kilometres away, but it looks just there, just within reaching distance. And it's all covered in cloud and mist, and it's not a high mountain range or anything like that. It wouldn't even probably call it a mountain range. You know, it's probably a, you know, maybe 600-800 metres, I suppose. But it's just there, and it's all this rolling countryside, and it is truly majestic. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful countryside. Probably old dairy, a lot of dairy in this part of the world many years ago. And what Brett's done is he's built a little shed, a little corrugated iron shed. Very, very tastefully done. It's not just a box either. It's very tastefully done. Sort of reminiscent of a bit of Japanese architecture with large overhangs, big eaves. There's an outhouse with a composting toilet underneath it. And my accommodation's a tent, but a tent that is on a bit of level ground with a wooden platform out the front and a couch and a table on the platform with a large tarp that's been slung over the top of the whole thing. I mean a big tarp, like 6 by 8 metre tarp that is over the top of it all, so the deck is under cover. Got quite a bit of rain last night, and everything stays protected. It's wonderful. It's really high quality camping. I just had a shower, and the shower taps in the hot water from the hot water system on the shed, but the shower is out in the open, and it's wonderful to have a shower standing on stone pavers, looking at the bush as you wash yourself. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful environment. I can't do it justice, unfortunately. They've put in a dam recently, and it's slowly got a little bit of water in it, and it'll slowly settle and fill over the next months as the rains come. And he's building a little pagoda, meditation hut. Yeah, it's another shelter. It overlooks the dam, and he's got it half built. It's got the roof on it and the deck down, but the walls aren't on it yet. and he's just developing this into a place where he and Sandy can live a simple and lovely life, and friends like myself, who are fortunate enough to know them, are welcome to come and stay. He's going to put another one or two of these tents up for guests to stay in. It's got power in it and everything. You know, it's very, like I said, very comfortable. Don't need much. But it's particularly nice to step into a tent and have a double bed to sleep in. It's pretty amazing. Wonderful place to recharge the batteries. But that's not the only reason I'm here. I wanted to come here for the last few months. Actually, I was trying to get here the very weekend that Mum got crook a month or so back. But I wasn't able to make it. And since then, Brett and I have been in discussion, and the reason I've actually come for this trip, and I'm going to be around for a couple more days, is he wants to make a little video for his business. He wants a little introduction and instructional video for his handrailing, balustrading business. He's come up with this idea to, and it's been going for several years now, of vertical cable balustrade system. We have a lot of horizontal stuff here in Australia, and it doesn't meet requirements because it can be a ladder. People can climb over. It's no good for pool fencing. So he came up with the idea of doing a vertical version of it, and he's developed the product, and it's starting to get some real market share, and he's got a commercial product that's going to be launched shortly, and the business is just booming, and it's doing very well, and he's likely to do exceptionally well long term. Probably end up, I reckon, he's, I keep telling him he's going to end up being a multi-millionaire in the end once it's all said and done. And we're going to do an install on Tuesday. He and another bloke are doing that install, and I'm going to be videoing it. And we're just spending a couple of days talking about the strategy behind that video, try and make it a little bit interesting and a bit of fun, and try and get enough footage, enough stills, video and audio. And because I do love audio, I want to try and make sure I get some nice audio to go with it to tell the story in the background, and maybe some voiceover from him that I'll edit into it all. So that's the reason I'm here. And we went and had a look at the job today, and we're just slowly sussing it all out. But in amongst that, there's plenty of time for us to catch up and spend time together. Brett and I have known each other a long time now. It's coming up to 20 years. We met working on my very first film, which was 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, the television miniseries, in 1997. Yeah, so it's been a... Is that right? 97. Yes, that's no, that's not 20 years yet. I thought, yeah, no, it's still a while off. But, we've known each other a long time. And, it's been good to know him for such a long length of time, and we've gone through different trials and tribulations of life. It's having long-term relationships with people is wonderful. But I'm staying in paradise at the moment, and it's nice to hang out with friends and recharge some batteries. I don't have network access at the moment, so I'm going to have to wait until I go into town to upload this audio boo. He's got a Wi-Fi dongle that he connects, but he uses a different telephone service provider to what I use. So he has a little bit of internet access, but I won't impinge on his 3 gigabytes a month that he uses. It's so little, isn't it? But some people only need that little bit for a few emails. It's interesting. He's got internet access if he wants it using Wi-Fi. He's got power onto the block. He's got gas for heating and cooking. He's got a fireplace to keep the place warm, which we've actually needed. It might be the 1st of December. It might be the first day of summer. But it's actually very cool here. I almost didn't even throw anything in, but I'm glad I threw a pair of jeans and a long sleeve t-shirt in, because it is quite cool. And like I keep saying, it's just beyond glorious and incredibly pleasant. And it's just a wonderful place to be in and recharge my batteries. So that's what I'm up to at the moment. I'll probably upload this audio boo tomorrow, but however your weekend is going, I wish for you to have something half as good as what I'm experiencing right now, because you're having a really good day if that's the case. So all the best, eh? And I'll, as the cover art for this audio boo, I'll include an image of my tent, my accommodation, and the shed in the background. Catch you later, eh? All the best. Bye-bye for now.